All right, let's talk hockey, shall we? And let's talk championship hockey. On the phone with us from the Ducks is team captain Ryan Getzlaf. I want to make sure I said that right, your last name, Ryan. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's close enough.
So, look, the entire town is behind you guys and looking forward to a fantastic championship game. I've always been intrigued, and I've had a chance to meet and speak with various professional athletes in my time. At what age did you realize, I'm pretty good at this?
It's hard to say. When I was a kid, the difference between realizing you're really good and actually going pro is a big margin. There's a lot of kids that I played with that were younger that were really good players, and I couldn't believe that they never made it to the NHL or even the American League for that matter. And so I think that, you know, when draft day hits, that's when you really realize that, you know, this dream might come true.
And when you're playing at not only a professional level, but a championship level, how is it that you stay at the top of your game?
You just got to be hungry for more. I think that, you know, like everything, I have a strong passion for the game and for winning, and anything that I've been able to do, it's because we've tried to do everything that's possible to win, and in some cases it works, in some cases it doesn't, but I'm still hungry for more, and until that kind of goes away, I'll be playing this game.
So on Sunday, with the beginning of the series, what is it that fans of the Ducks need to be looking for with this other team?
Well, they're a good team. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They've been proven in the last 4 or 5 years, and much of their group's the same. So we're going to have to come out and play our game and make sure that we're doing the things that we do well and not really worrying as much about them.
Ryan, you know, I got to ask you really quickly. You know how the old joke, I went to a fight and a hockey game broke out, and how that's kind of toned down a little bit through the years. When that happens, has there ever been a fight that you said, you know what, I'm going to sit this one out, or do you rally for the team every time?
No, I mean, if we need to. I'm not exactly the fighting guy. I get 4 or 5 a year at the most, but it's kind of one of those things, if the situation calls for it, you got to kind of
4 or 5
do it,
a year
take care
at the
of
most.
Yeah, he's a pacifist, Andy. Good for you, Ryan.
I've got a question for you. I've noticed that the significant others of professional athletes tend to be on the more attractive side. But there's something about race car drivers and hockey players,
yes,
I know,
that attract the hottest wives ever.
What is up with that?
I'll be sure to let my wife know you said that. She'll be excited.
I'm looking at a picture right now, Paige.
Creepy.
What is...
You can't creep out
Ryan,
photos.
Ryan, I stick him.
I've got the internet. I'm doing research. Solely research.
Yeah. Ryan, I don't know who said it, but a current playing NFL player said that he thinks in the NFL, in the middle of a game, two football players should be able to fight just like they do in hockey without being flagged, and then once they go down to the ground, they get separated. Your thoughts?
That would be intense in football. Some of those guys, I wouldn't want to line up. You get a lineman grabbing a quarterback, you'd be in big trouble. So you'd end up with a 40-man fight.
Wow.
That's true.
Well, Ryan, look, congratulations to you and the team. The very best of luck on Sunday, and, of course, the entire city is cheering for you.
Thank you so much for the support. We really appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Take care.